This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, we're rolling.
Okay, all right.
Nicely done.
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to the Same Brain Podcast. Let's roll that intro.
We have a special guest here.
This is awesome. Thank you guys for having me. This is cool.
I like that you're also still wearing your name tag. Very official.
Oh, should I take my name tag?
No, I took mine off. I don't know where mine went. I'm upset.
Why did you don't want people to know who you are?
No. it's somewhere. I think it fell off. But we're here. We're in San Diego for Camera Camp 2.0. You were at the first one.
Yes.
2019.
Very exciting. Thank you guys for having me out. Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. I can't believe it's actually happening again.
Because we
wanted to have one every single year since that one. And then the pandemic happened and it never happened again.
But we're back.
We are back. I keep saying like, yeah, last year at Camera Camp, and by last year, I mean 3.5 years ago, which was a really long time. I'm trying to figure out, where did we actually meet?
The first time we all met? I believe I met Justine's at John's at some point, maybe. Or through Sean. It's probably through Sean.
Probably.
Sean is probably the culprit.
It could be.
Because
it feels like probably some sort of a Microsoft event or something. E3.
Yeah. I can't remember where though, but I feel like it's been at least 3.5 years.
Yeah,
ago.
I mean, well, I think I met you guys even before then. Mm-hmm. I think I knew you guys even before Camera Camp. That's
Maybe
how I got invited to Camera
from
Camp.
From the internet.
Yeah, from the internet.
Yeah, we're all on the internet.
Yeah, we're all on the internets together. Yes.
But I feel like you've been doing so much now, and like the Golf Channel stuff looks so fun. So tell us like how did that all come about? Do you golf?
Actually? I do. Okay. Yes. Super exciting. So I love golf. Absolutely love golf. I love to play. And one of the people that work at the PGA Tour, they're into sneakers, which obviously we know that I'm super into because I make videos about sneakers every day of my life. And we just started talking, and I was talking to him about some of the culture of sneakers and wanted to bring it into golf, and he kind of understood my perspective, and we started working together. We started doing small like video projects together, and now I actually have a show with them called Voices that talks about golf and people of color in golf that you haven't necessarily heard of, and just trying to get their name back into the conversation because there's some really great golfers out there that you don't really hear about. And so I get to be like the cool kid at the Golf Channel that kind of brings in these stories, which is really exciting for me.
That's so cool. So for anybody that doesn't know, you make a ton of shoe content.
Yes.
And so how long are you not, are you hearing that?
I heard that one.
Yeah. I wonder
maybe it's the cable.
See, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's the cable.
Maybe just don't move. Maybe if we had mic stands.
What is that? Oh my God. That's not supposed to come out.
No. There's a slight problem happening.
Oh no.
Was there another microphone we could swap?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do a microphone swap. Well, the technical.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I guess we didn't expect. I've never seen a Same Brain podcast go like this.
A lot of things happen.
A lot of things usually do.
Yeah.
This is pretty on par.
Yeah, no, this is great. We're back. Hi. For as tech savvy as I am, things go wrong all the time. I think because we try to overcomplicate it.
I mean, me too. And now I have this weird superpower that we can talk about on another podcast.
Yes, we'll talk about that. But we need to
move
back to...
Anyway, back to you.
Shoes.
Golf.
Yes.
So have you always been into shoes? Is this like a recent sort of,
Yeah, I think I've always been into shoes since I was like a kid. It started with basketball. Kind of loved basketball, and I was super into basketball. And then sneakers is just kind of like a natural extension of loving basketball because you want the coolest shoes when you do the coolest moves. Kind of like I wish I was like Jordan, and so you get Jordans kind of thing. And so, yeah, I've always done them. I've been creating content about sneakers probably since 2009. So I think that makes me like a YouTube OG kind of thing.
Definitely.
Definitely makes me like a YouTube OG, which is really cool, though. I've seen YouTube grow and seen it change and all the things that happened in the world of YouTube. But it's also allowed me to meet like incredible, incredible people. Like that's one thing about YouTube that I don't think a lot of people get is like there's a really great creator community, and like a lot of these people are just really great people, and they've become my friends. Like Jonathan Morrison is like one of my best friends. Like
the best.
Like just super cool, like super genuine. Like Marquez is really great. And then like in the sneaker world, there's like Chris and Filmer Simpson, him and his brother, like they have this creator channel, and they're like they have this very like New York vibe to them and like that energy to them, but it's very like funny, but they're really sincere and honest, but they're really like mean to each other, and like it's so good. But like these are the people that you meet, and like obviously you two, like you know, you guys are like twins basically for the most part. But like your tech videos, like I started out early watching your tech videos, and like I was talking about yesterday, like I would watch your videos, and I still watch them today, seeing like, oh, what camera is she using? Right. How is she getting this angle? So all of this like builds this really great community of people, and I think we all like really get along, and Camera Camp is like the place where you really get to see those people. It's almost like you work with these people, but you never get to see them. And then at Camera Camp is when like we get to spend time with our coworkers in a
yeah.
sense.
And like Sony has other events, but there's something so special about this because it is like the creator mindset. Like yeah. the people that are creating YouTube videos. And now it's so fun because like we have TikTokers here too for mm-hmm. like the first time.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
I mean, even back then, like TikTok wasn't really, no one was using it as prominently yeah. as they are now. Yeah, so it's been not. Cool to kind of see this next generation of creators. And I don't know. It's just really fun.
It is. It's interesting. Like you're saying, you know, like that's how you met a lot of your best friends. It's true. It's like that is literally, I was thinking earlier, I'm like, I've met like most of my best friends in the past decade through either cameras, events, or like through gaming.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know yeah. how you meet people nowadays. Like if, right. if you're not interested in cameras or gaming and dogs, then like how do you meet right. people? I don't leave the house.
The exact same. Like if it's not sneakers, cameras, or golf, like I probably don't talk to you very yeah. often. Yeah.
Exactly.
Brian Tong, I met on MySpace.
Oh, really?
We go back so far.
What?
Yes. Because I wanted to move to California and I wanted to move to Cupertino when I was a child. That was just in my mind. So like when I got MySpace, I was searching for people in Cupertino.
Wow.
And then like this cool dude popped up with cool hair that worked at the Apple store. And like I friended him, and then we were like just chatting back and forth, and now it's like we're all doing the same
he's
stuff.
Here.
He's here. I know.
He's yeah. at Camera Camp.
Oh my God. We need to get him on and chat.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
Maybe I forgot.
Shut up. Like, it's crazy. Like, and some of my best friends, like from MySpace, like
yeah,
even like
amazing.
Ed and Jeff Burke, like yeah. those are like MySpace. Like, I've only wow. met people from the internet.
Well, we might be going back to MySpace, I hear.
Yeah. So my Brian story is I met Brian through sneakers. So I didn't know him from the internet.
Yeah.
I met him at a Nike event.
No way.
And then we became friends, and I found like, oh, he's a creator as well, because he was working, what was the company he was working? He was working for that other
CNET.
So he yeah. was working for CNET, and he got invited to Nike had this shoe that would lace itself up. It was like you could charge
cool.
it and the whole thing. And so I think I met him at that event and we became friends. And then I found out he was a creator and all that stuff. And now like we're friends. We play basketball together. Like it's all kind of just because of the internet.
That how did you meet Brian? I was gonna say, oh God, how did you I feel like it might have been an Apple event. I
yeah.
feel like some type of
oh,
event
Apple.
Like that.
So
not as exciting as MySpace or, you know, a sneaker event. That's
well,
wild.
Let's be fair. I get so jealous when I see you guys go to Apple events because I know that's something I'll never be invited to.
That's not true.
You never know.
You never
I mean,
know.
I'm not a tech creator in the triples in the you know traditional sense. Like you guys are like legit tech creators,
but they might have some niche thing that's like has to do with shoes, and they're gonna be like, here you go, here's your invite. You like
yeah.
you literally never know.
As Justin Bieber said, never say never.
Never say never. as the wise JB once said.
We already told the story, but Justin Bieber was once on a live stream watching my videos, and then he said it was boring.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was really sad.
It was so really sad.
We can move on from that, but it's
yeah,
fine.
Let's move
yeah.
on from
we
that.
Can talk about the time Jenna met Justin Bieber.
We cannot talk about
okay,
that
we
yet.
Can't talk about it. We don't have a sponsor yet. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it. It was okay. a really crazy story that led up to me. We can talk about
we'll
it
talk
offline.
About
okay,
offline.
We'll talk about it offline.
We can't spill the secrets until we have our first sponsor, and it's worth it.
Got it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so do you have like a favorite pair of shoes that you're like,
I have
these
a
are
bunch
my absolute favorite?
I have a bunch of favorite pairs
that's
of
fair.
Shoes. It's hard. It's kind of like, what's your favorite iPhone kind of thing? You know
the newest
I mean?
One.
The newest one? Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Well, also the iPhone X.
Okay.
See?
Would be the favorite because that
also,
was revolutionary.
You have to think, like, the first iPhone, like how excited you were to get that one.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fair.
So like for me, it's kind of like the same thing. Like the shoes that I have on today, like they're like, this is the difference between also between like tech and sneakers. Like tech, you guys have something new all the time.
Right.
Sneakers, we don't have something new all the time. We just have different colors. It's almost like you get an iPhone 14 and then like Apple releases it in blue. Then they go, oh, we're going to give a red one. Oh, we're going to give a white one too. Oh,
yellow.
You want a pink one this week? And right. We'll do a yellow one this week.
Yeah.
So with sneakers, my favorite is like an old, this is the Air Jordan 1. This is the Lost and Found colorway. Giving you guys super sneaker nerdy stuff here. So this is the Lost and Found colorway. The story of this shoe and the reason why it looks so beat up is like it's actually not beat up like this. They did this intentionally because part of sneaker culture is like almost like digging in the crates and finding old sneakers. And so Nike made this story that this one, the Air Jordan 1, was lost in a stock room somewhere. And then you found it. And that's why it looks all beat up. The sole is yellow and this is all like crackly and stuff. So that's kind of like the story of this one. So right now, this is my favorite pair. I've been wearing them pretty much every day since I got them in December.
They're cool.
They are cool.
So
they still look really great. Oh, your wipes. The
oh, yes. My sneaker wipes.
They are so good.
Oh, thank you.
So I moved and like I remember I put them somewhere very specific and I couldn't find them, but I found them the other day and I used them on like these white shoes. And I was like, this is like a magical experience. I actually brought some in my I leave them in my makeup bag now when I travel in case I need them.
Okay, love that.
So they were incredible, by the way. I meant to tell you that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it was just one of those random things that like, it kind of makes sense for me to do like sneaker wipes, kind of like your Condor Blue cables kind of thing. It's like, it makes sense. Like I wear sneakers all the time. People know me for wearing sneakers, so why not make something to help them kind of keep their sneakers clean and fresh? Because my goal is to get people to wear their shoes because a lot of things in the sneaker world is like, they covet sneakers.
Right.
And so like, they kind of put them on the shelf and they never wear them, which kind of takes away from the experience. Like you're going to buy them, but you never get to wear them. So I wanted to create something where like you can help keep them look clean and keep fresh. So that's where the sneaker wipes.
Well, they're incredible. Like I said, it's like I leave them in my makeup bag when I travel now because I don't know. I've been really into all white shoes, which we know how that goes.
Mine are by the door, like right by my door, by my shoe rack.
Oh, awesome.
Good. I can go help myself to some.
No.
I can go help
now that I know.
Now that you know.
That's funny.
So yeah, I mean, I just recently got into the sneakers app because I was trying to get the Tiffany's drop.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Tiffany's fan. And so when I saw they were doing the shoe collab, I was like, yeah, this is great. But the ones that I'm wearing now, we've got these little pink numbers.
Yeah,
cute.
Look at those.
Jacquemus Air Hamara. It's almost like my name, but it's not me.
But I love like a little tiny little that's Nike cute. Logo. Like, I love them so much. They're like my favorite
gold
pair of shoes.
Pop.
I might have mismatched socks on. I wore my rain boots over here. I don't know if you've heard of the Hunter rain boots. Really rubber, very slippery, which makes no sense because you're obviously wearing this in a wet condition.
Right.
So why is it so slippery?
Maybe we need to file a complaint. Maybe
I was beefing with
feedback.
Them.
Maybe we should send some feedback. Maybe you need to do a video, like a review.
Maybe they want to do a collab.
Yes.
Good.
There you go.
Let's do it. Come on, guys.
I've got a nice pair that were same day delivered from Target. Tyler, could you hand me my rain boots that are over there? These are the only rain boots that I could get at Target that would arrive within 2 hours.
Which is impressive.
They are the largest kids size that I could find.
Those are fantastic.
Perfect.
Look at this.
That is...
See, now, this has some traction on them.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You need a little of that.
That screams I, Justine.
I know.
Like that,
if it does.
You nice could not have picked a better color to fit like the Justine that I know.
$24.99, too.
They were on sale, $19.
Nope. She's like, not even $24.
But then I had to pay $10 to deliver and then a tip. So, yeah.
But you know what? That should have, I mean, I think the Hunter bits are like $150 or something. And there's no traction. They're really comfortable, though. And that I said this was my best investment of 2023 because of how much it has been raining in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I bought a North Face long rain jacket and those boots, and that's been like basically my outfit for.
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, first world problems here.
Yes,
obviously,
of course.
Here in California, we have the best weather.
We do,
but it's been
pretty great.
The last 3 months have been. I think I saw a stat that we've had more rain than Seattle in 2023 in LA, which is like what?
Wow,
like,
it's a lot.
Yeah,
we've also broken like snow records, like in Mammoth. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Big Bear too.
Big Bear, yeah. Yeah.
It's just so much snow.
I know people that are in like other places are like, oh, boohoo! It rained in LA. Get it over it, guys.
Well, the problem is how much damage it's like causing with the mudslides and stuff like that. And also, I guess Los Angeles doesn't like collect and utilize the rain, so we're like still in like a drought. It just like goes to the ocean. Tyler, weren't you saying that?
I heard
I've also heard that.
Somebody told me that as well.
And then I've been repeating it, so it could be a lie.
But I did see where they're like, we're still in a drought. And I'm like, well, why don't we work on making this better, guys? Come on. All this rain has to be going somewhere.
Maybe we need to
go into the ocean.
Get better about it.
So I have a question. Have you ever gone to Topgolf?
I have gone to Topgolf.
Okay, good.
Yes, there's one in El Segundo.
There is. Just opened. Yeah. Yes.
Well, super. Like a year ago, I think, at this point.
Really?
Yeah, time flies.
How did that happen?
Have you been yet? Yeah. Remember we went? We went. I'm surprisingly, it's so weird because like I kind of am really kind of good at.
She's
really?
A good swing.
It's so weird.
I love that.
But yeah. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just kind of like.
Just swing it.
Get in a little comfy stance and take a deep breath and then just freaking hit the ball.
I think that's why you're good at, because you're not thinking. And my problem is I'm thinking. Mm. And like I played softball so much growing up. So I've got that like softball swing and I can't like. I don't know. And I also
that means you should probably have, you should be able to hit the ball really far.
I should, but I'm in my head and then I'm like, then I get mad because I'm so competitive and I'm like, why am I so bad? But if I took lessons, I think I'd be good.
Yeah. So first thing I would say, like, if you're going to play golf, take lessons. Like that's like the step, like that's step number one. People spend so much money like, oh, I'm going to buy these clubs and I'm going to buy these things, but take lessons. It'll make the game so much more enjoyable for you.
Okay.
And golf is something, I preach the gospel of golf now, but it's something you can do for the rest of your life. Like we're not always going to be able to run. Like you and I aren't going to be able to do 5Ks for the rest of our
life. Dude, I'm already struggling. Like I used to have one good knee. Now I don't have one. They're both messed up.
In like basketball or any of those other sports, you can't really do those, but golf is something that you can probably play for like that's the longest sport you'll be able to probably play.
Did you know that you're not supposed to ride over the tee boxes a cart?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You knew.
Well, now we know. You know, that's part of the problem with golf. Golf has all these like rules
that
they
don't want you to go.
That was like a decade ago.
It was a long time ago, but I got scolded.
But, you know, now we know, but, you know, that's part of the thing. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, these are the rules of golf. And it's like, well, I just want to come play and have fun with my friends. Like, don't make the game unenjoyable for me because I'm not following your quote unquote rules.
And also you might not know about it.
Like,
I didn't know.
The very nice course in Hawaii. I played. A house. I was trying my best, but like, why would you put the houses so close?
So true.
True. Like just a part of it.
That's just a part. Like if you have a house on a golf course, you should expect that.
I feel like they probably do.
I can't remember which course it was, but it was really nice. It was on like the north side.
Turtles.
It was a really nice one where we had to borrow a polo and they only had like XXL shirts for us to wear. And it was a good time, but it was pretty crazy.
And that's part of it too. Like, why do I have to wear a polo to play golf? Like, it's not going to make me play any better. It's not.
It made us
know.
I had to like tie it because it kept getting in the way because it was too big for my swing. I couldn't swing.
I mean, wouldn't you rather go and just be comfortable? Maybe like wear like yoga pants and a shirt and just be fine. Something that you're comfortable in playing. That's part of the problem with a lot of these golf courses, especially like traditional golf courses, is like, oh, you need to wear a collar. You have to be very sophisticated to step on the golf course, ladies.
If we knew going into it, we would have prepared, but I think it's just also like we had no idea. We're like,
but
this
also
sounds
like
fun.
Why, you know?
Yeah, like, but why would you even expect that you have to wear a collared shirt in order to play the game?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know either.
There's nothing. There's no other sport that we do where they like you have to wear this in order to play the game.
Well, there's uniforms.
Yeah.
But that's
you're
like
on a team
sport.
Not for you to play, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can go to the gym right now and play basketball, and they're not going to be like, oh, you didn't wear a jersey.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fair. That is fair. Now I'm beefing with the golf course. Just let me wear what I want to wear.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the fight. That's why, like, it's so cool to be able to see people wearing, like, Jordans on the golf course now. Like, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
And,
that's
like,
allowed?
You wouldn't see that. Like, it depends on where you go. Honestly, it depends on where you go. I went to a course in L.A., a private course in L.A., and they were like, excuse me, sir, can you tuck your shirt in?
You got to tuck your shirt in.
You have to
tuck
your shirt in. Yeah.
Wow.
I got in trouble because I didn't tuck my shirt in.
I'm such a slob. They would not let me in.
But that was the thing, too. Like, the extra large shirt that they gave us looked so sloppy. I'm like, how does this look better than what I was
wearing before? Now you guys understand.
Now I want to find a picture because it was so bad.
That's my fight with golf. And that's the fight that I'm doing because I want to make the game more accessible for people that don't feel like they have to wear collared shirts. Like, they can just come as you are.
Right.
It's almost like being a YouTube creator. There is no like, oh, in order to be a YouTube creator, you've got to wear like a t-shirt and jeans. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to fit the bill and people aren't going to accept you. So you can come as you are. Like, I want to be able to come to golf as I am.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why being a creator is great. Like, you can be yourself.
Yep.
You can 100%. Be super weird and people will, like, another weird person will be like, wow, they're cool. And then you're like, well, everybody else thinks I'm weird, but it all works out.
That's it. That's
so
it.
So do you have a favorite golf course?
I don't have a favorite yet. I've played some really cool courses. I got to play the old course in Scotland, which is cool. that's like where they say golf started. So that's probably the best place that I've ever played.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much history there and so much story there that's kind of wrapped up in the tradition. But honestly, I get, you know, the favorite course is like wherever you get to play. Like, it's always cool to play golf. Like, if I can take a day off, I can take a Friday off, not work, and just go and play golf, like, that's going to be my favorite golf course.
Yeah, that's great. Man, and I want a golf cart. A golf cart? There's golf carts all around Camera Camp. You can rent, I don't know if we can rent. We can rent a bunch of stuff, but like, can we rent a golf cart?
That would be cool.
There was the one thing I think I saw where you have to pedal, though. Not the bike, but like it was like a big thing.
You guys should see Macklemore. Macklemore has a Rolls Royce golf cart kind of thing. That's so really? Cool.
We love Macklemore
so much.
We were Macklemore and Ryan Lewis for Halloween a couple years ago.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know why, but we were.
Well, because we were planning it for a couple of years, and then finally it happened. And also, Maddie was Macklemore, too.
He was also, because he had a little, So there were two Macklemores and one Ryan Lewis.
That's great. Okay, so he's into golf now. He plays golf, and he played in the Pebble Beach tournament with all of the celebrities.
Something with him?
I did an episode of Voices with him.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, he's super. And his new album's out now. Like, I guess we can give him a plug.
Yes, Macklemore. Maybe he wants to get on the podcast.
Maybe.
We can wear our Halloween costume again.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I would love that so much. I love that so much.
We just kind of looked like we were just wearing normal clothes.
Yeah.
So. I had a leopard print jacket and you had
I had a brown big jacket. Well, we can find it.
Let's make it work. Let's make it work.
That would be incredible. We love Macklemore.
So great.
Yeah, he's really dope. So questions for you guys. Like, how do you feel being a creator? Being kind of knowing what you're known for? Do you ever feel like, oh, I want to do something different? Are you like, this is where I want to be as a creator?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with tech, but I also have so many other hobbies that it's kind of like getting into, I don't know, like what I'm normally doing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so much work to do. But yet I spend so much time in jujitsu and then working out to be better at jujitsu. And then I got into snowboarding. So I'm like, now that's taking up so much time.
Yeah.
So it is interesting because it's like anytime I post snowboarding content, nobody cares.
Well, also because it's like they're not used to seeing that too from you. And it's hard too because when you're snowboarding, I feel like everybody looks the same because you cannot see who is who. So it's like, oh, it's just another, you know, snowboarding person. So that also, I feel like, because I saw one of your videos and I wasn't watching on, it was like on mute and I didn't even realize it was you.
Oh,
and I was like, oops, go back.
Go back, watch.
Come on. So I hear that snowboarding is super tiring.
It is the most difficult thing I've ever done. Like,
really?
Now, after my second time, like, I did 4 days in a row on the second trip, and like, I'm actually decent at it. Like, I can go down. But that first trip, the amount of pain that I was in, like, my upper body from like pushing myself up and just like my butt and just everything from falling was unexpected. But it's so rewarding. Like, it's really, really fun.
I'm going to have to try it. I've never been, but I went to Utah for NBA All-Star. And I was there with JBL, and they had an event for like called Peaks on Peaks, where they had all these like crazy snowboarders. I mean, Winfield, Zeb Powell was there. I can't remember the lady's name that won the Paralympic gold, and she was there.
Oh wow!
And seeing them go up and down the mountain, like all the tricks and stuff that they were doing, and I was just like, I don't know if I have the energy or the strength to do what they're doing because it seems so tough.
Have you skateboarded before?
I did skateboard.
Okay,
yes.
So I mean, a little bit of it does translate because I felt like I could skateboard.
Okay,
decent. Jenna, I had a phase. I've had a lot of hobby phases.
A lot of phases.
Yeah, we all do. We all do as we grow.
She's a lot of phases.
I have a whole closet full of hobbies. Yeah, but you should definitely try it. There's a place in Los Angeles. It's like a virtual snow place. So it's like a carpet that rotates. And you can learn all of the basics. Now, it doesn't necessarily translate because they don't prep you to fall. And
like push you over just to test?
No, not really. So you learn all the basics and then you go and then it helps so much. So if you are ever planning to, like, definitely take a couple of these classes
after the podcast. Let's
It's so cool. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay,
they've been there for 20 years too.
Well, 20
years.
That's impressive.
I know,
and it's actually very impressive.
And the only reason that I found out about them is because the algorithm TikTok, pumped some video of some girl going there and then going to Mammoth after, and I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I think that's the problem of why they want to get rid of TikTok.
Yeah,
but listen, we, I like it.
I signed up willingly. I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah,
my data. Take all of my data.
Let me know what I need to know. TikTok knows what I need to know.
I mean, how do you feel about the whole kind of like TikTok controversy? I mean, it's, I mean, I don't know if you've been watching or following, but it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I guess there's so many things to take away from this. One, you realize how much the people in power don't really understand how the internet works. Like, I saw one where there was like, somebody was asking, does TikTok have access to my Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
And like, I don't even know how to answer that question.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
How do you, like, I mean, your, well, your phone uses Wi-Fi. Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, that's, and so, like, you really see that what they don't understand. But also, they have access to things that we don't have access to, like reports and like data and all that sort of thing. So I often wonder is, you know, maybe they see something that we don't, that they're doing with this information or with this data. And so, like, that part of me is like, okay, explain to us, like, what do you mean? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I think if it is definitely legitimately a security risk for the nation, then I mean, you kind of have to, like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But if this is just people because people don't understand how the internet works and how algorithms work, then it's like, come on, guys, we need some younger people in Congress maybe to help
we
get
definitely
us through
need
this.
Younger people.
And also, like, how powerful it is. I mean, you know, like, the whole thing during all the political stuff, we won't get into that, but, like, how Gen Z was, like, very, very powerful. I think that's also, you know, can be kind of threatening and concerning in some instances. But, like, I just love it. Like, I've learned more things from TikTok for, like, everyday life, but I'm like, why did no one tell me this in 33 years I've been alive? And now I saw it on a 10-second video on TikTok. I'm like, that's going to change my life.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like all my content's going to have to be like 30 seconds long now when you see TikTok stuff, as opposed to like, because like you and I, we do like these, we do these like long form videos about stuff. But then you see that same product on TikTok and it's like, This is how it works. This is what it does. Thanks, guys.
And filmed it with their phone.
With their phone. Oh my God.
And I've like got $100,000 worth of gear just trying to film one video. I'm like, oh my God.
It's hard to film short form, especially for like even trying to cut down my video about this camera that came out today. I was like, how do I cut down to 20 seconds about this camera that has 100 features?
Yep.
Like, it's impossible. And it's just, it's really hard, especially just doing like short form only, like sponsored brand deals. Like, say all this. I'm like, how? There's not enough time.
Like, there's no room for like your own personality inside of it. It's like no way for it to be you. It's just like almost like, oh, here's a commercial for this brand. It's like, I don't want to do that. So luckily, like, hopefully, you know, brands are being smarter about that kind of stuff these days and letting the creator be the creator. Because like, I don't want to see Justine just reading stats.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see you just reading stats. I want to see who you are, like the fun and quirky too that you are. Like, that's part of the appeal of watching you guys, is seeing that fun and quirky side of you.
But I think that's the fun part too, is like, okay, I'm going to read your stats and then, your specs or whatever, and then I'm gonna go out and show it. So it's like, because then some people get upset that I didn't read them the specs. There was I think they were talking about some computer video I did. They're like, you didn't tell us the battery life. I was like, oh, you're right, I didn't. But I was like, I said you could use it all day or things like that. They're like, some people want the specifics. So it's such a fine line, and basically you're not gonna make everyone happy.
No,
so.
never ever. It that's part of the challenge.
Do you have a favorite platform to create and then to watch on?
Watching is probably still YouTube. Mm-hmm. YouTube is still probably like the place that I watch most content. I watch a lot of YouTube on TV. I don't necessarily, if I'm on my phone, I'm probably watching Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat has like these really cool like stories. Like they have like the Discover page. So like I watch stuff there. But if I'm watching, you know what I think now that I think about it, if it's vertical content, I'm watching it on my phone. If it's like normal 16:9, I'm watching it on my TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really watch a lot of it on my, especially for the type of stuff that I watch. Like, I'm watching camera reviews and sneaker reviews, and I want to see the details.
Yeah, quality.
And so, I'd rather watch that on a TV to get, like, the better quality. Or I'm watching, like, Johnny Harris do, like, a breakdown of why the slave camps at the soccer world tournament or something like that. And so, like, that kind of stuff, I feel like I want to
experience it as opposed to just watch it. I guess if I want to experience it, I watch it on TV. And if I want to watch it, I just watch it on my phone.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now like YouTube Shorts, those are popping up because I watch a lot of YouTube on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a vertical video. Like, what is happening?
So that
rotates the TV. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Turn the TV up. Where do you create most still? Are you guys still creating most stuff on YouTube as opposed to Shorts?
It's kind
and
of everywhere.
Reels
yeah, I guess it's kind of everywhere too, but also just depending on like what I'm doing. So it's like I'm posting Instagram stories every day because that's, you know, easy. Mm-hmm. I try to be better with like posting, you know, gotta post a reel, gotta post a TikTok, gotta post a short, but it's like there's only so much that I want to do in a day. But it's like I'm definitely consistent with like the Instagram stories, you know, getting back into Snapchat. It depends. Like February, I posted so many YouTube videos. Like it was almost, which was a lot for me because I was slacking for a while. So I posted like 15 in like February.
Oh, amazing.
And then March, I was like, oops, didn't post as much, but like posted way more YouTube shorts. And I'm like, I don't know. So I don't really have like a schedule. It's just like whatever is happening.
Yeah. It's hard to find the balance.
Yeah. And Tyler, is there a rainbow? You look like you were filming a rainbow. It's rainy here in San Diego, and I thought maybe there'd be a rainbow.
Yeah,
it's,
you can't.
The sun was coming out, and I was afraid that we would get over
it. Get over it. He's so good.
Well, you let me know if there's a rainbow.
I'll let you know.
Thank you.
It's so wild to see the recipes of what like these platforms want.
Yeah.
Like, in the it's updated all the time. It's like now Instagram, they're like, oh, actually, I think we want pictures again. Like,
yeah.
Oh, do you? Do you? You've already ruined my feed without.
Yeah.
I haven't posted a photo in like, what, like a year.
Yeah. Like, it takes, these platforms have so much control over a creator's life in a sense. It's kind of, it kind of sucks.
Well, it sucks. It does. But it's also like, we have to think, like, if they weren't here, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing anyway.
True.
It's like kind of a give and take, but also, when you kind of have put so much time and effort and also helped build these platforms,
yes.
It's like, okay, but what about us? Like, you know, there's so many people helping build that. Without it, like, they wouldn't be doing anything.
Yeah, that's very true. But we deal with it and we adjust and we evolve.
Yeah,
like,
for
just
sure.
Like anybody else, you know, if your job changes or your job description changes, you know, we all have to adjust. So
yeah,
we're just doing it in the creator sense.
And it's like for a while, I was gonna say, a brand one time was like, hey, we need your analytics for your in-feed still photos for the past, you know, 6 months. And I posted 3 pictures. I went,
oh my God.
I'm like, that was like a real eye opener. I'm like, I used to post pictures like every day. And I'm like, now I post 3 in 6 months. I'm like, that's terrible. Cause it was all like reels. And now I'm like, pictures. I'm like, I don't know what you guys want. There's live, there's subscriptions. I'm like, I can't keep up. It's impossible.
There's a lot to being a creator. You almost need like a team just to manage being a creator these days. It's like, it's hard to just do it all by yourself because there's so much involved to it.
So let's go back to shoes.
Yes.
Woo!
Shoes.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess, is there any like hot drops? Is that what they call them? Hot drop? Is that
I mean, I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Hot drops.
I mean, they just call them drops, but hot drops. I like that.
I like a hot drop.
Yeah.
So anything good coming out?
What's good that's coming out? Well, there recently just came out the Air Max 1 Big Bubble, which I think you would probably actually enjoy. Like both of you. It's a very like casual shoe. Originally launched back in 1987.
Oh.
But they re-released them. And it's just really like it's almost like a casual style running shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very comfortable just like to wear all day long.
Yeah.
So
like
I think
that.
You guys would be
that's
think
out
you guys
now
would be into
or it's
it.
Coming soon.
It's out, those are out right now. They just released on the 26th. So like Saturday. I think it was Saturday, this past Saturday. I think
and
you guys
then
would love those.
Are they still out? Or are they hard to get? Like that's also how does that work?
That's,
like,
yeah. Well, that's part of the sneaker world. It's challenging. It's very like I really wish sneakers was like tech where they just made enough for everybody and let everybody get a pair, but they don't. So a lot of the hot drops are limited. it's called like demand planning where they kind of see like what's the most we could release that'll get people hyped about the shoe and want it and kind of create some FOMO in a sense. And a lot of brands just release shoes in that way. So the Air Max 1 Big Bubble, it was a bigger release, but it's probably sold out now. So that was a bad recommendation.
That's okay. We can find out. What's that app?
There's tons of them.
There's so many. You're right.
There's GOAT. There's eBay. There's StockX. There's Farfetch.
I saw you did something with eBay, too. The verifying?
Yes.
It was a while ago. But yeah, that was
yeah,
that's so really cool.
I, so because of what I do, kind of like you and you, I have tons of sneakers. Like, you guys have tech, I have sneakers. I wish my sneakers were as small as your tech. And, like, you could just stick it in a drawer, but with sneakers, you can't do that.
Tech can get big, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Too
many
computers.
I got computers, yeah. But, like, you can just stack, like, computers up on top of each other. It's great. Like, if I stack three pairs of shoes together, you know, it's like... So I have a storage unit full of sneakers. And so I linked with eBay, and we did this thing where I just let them just go into my storage unit and just grab what they wanted and just had them sell it, and all the money went to charity.
That's so cool.
That is great. You didn't even look at what was going?
No, I did look at some of this. Okay. Stuff, there's some stuff I was like, oh, you can't take that one.
Yeah, that's risky.
Yeah. But it was for a good cause. It helped LA Family Housing, which is this organization here in LA that helps like the homeless people that are in LA and provides them with housing and helps them transition into housing and get jobs and all
that's amazing.
Like that. Yeah, it's great. If you guys ever want to interested in getting involved with
that,
that
sounds like a great idea. We've got some tech that they can go in and
that would be cool too. I'm actually hosting. They have an awards gala in April, and I'm hosting the gala.
Oh, that's fun. That's awesome.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in coming.
Yeah,
you
know, let us know the date.
It'd be great to have you guys come.
Can we bring all of our tech there?
No.
I don't think so. I was like, should I get a U-Haul? We'll just bring it.
Don't think that's not it.
That's funny.
No, but that's great to actually go to a good cause, because it's like a lot of times I'll just either donate it because I don't know what to do with it, and sometimes you can't actually sell it. So I feel like, you know, sometimes it's even... these things can be donated to people that can actually use them, which is great.
Yeah, they're a great organization. It's really just helping, you know, people that need things, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be surprised. Like, we have so much. Like, we're blessed. We live a life of excess. Mm-hmm. And, like, these people need, like, the bare necessities. So, like, that old computer you had from, like, 2010 that you're like, no one's ever going to want this. Like, somebody could use that thing. And so it's, like, really telling those... like giving and helping someone like change their life. And like, think about like the first time we had the internet or we had our own computer and how that changed our lives. You know what I mean? It, you know, put us on the path that we're on. Like, we're creators now because someone at some point gave us access to a computer and to the internet. And so like, we could be that spark for someone, which is just really exciting to know that like, we could spark that thought of creativity for someone.
It's so cool. We tried to do that when during the pandemic happened and everything was going like online. We're like, okay, how do we reach out to people who need devices so that they can, you know, like, you know, continue their education or like take their classes? And we actually did a thing with Microsoft where they donated all of the those devices to that school. I can't remember which device it was, because they've come out with one of the Surfaces. Yeah. They donate a bunch to, you know, like a community in need that kids could learn and stuff like that. I would love to kind of try to do that again and figure out how we can get our old devices into some good hands.
Well, and that's kind of originally what we wanted Camera Camp to be. And it kind of shifted for the second one just because of still, like, we didn't want to have too many people here.
Yeah.
But the original one, if you remember, we had a whole second group of people that were, like, from some of our viewers and fans that came in and gave them the opportunity to try out all this gear. So that's definitely something that we still want to do. But unfortunately, like, this time we had to keep it small just because, like, everyone's not back, you know,
back.
But fully, that was like the essence of Camera Camp.
Yeah. There were a few creators we were talking about that. We were like, oh, I wonder if there's like a new group that's going to be coming this time too, kind of like last time.
I know. I wish we could do that, but that's definitely something that we do want to do, because that was kind of the same thing. It's like giving a lot of these younger creators or people who've never maybe had the opportunity to travel or like go to an event, you know, this access. Like, it's really cool.
That's cool. And they launched a new camera here. Like, we didn't have that last time.
No, we did not.
This time we got like new product to get to play with, which is really cool.
And it's using this camera. I know you probably haven't used it much yet because they just announced it.
Like, hours ago.
But I was thinking, like, if I would have had this as my first vlog camera, it's definitely, I mean, it is more expensive than a lot of cameras, but in comparison to what this can do, I kept saying in my vlog or my video, like, it's more affordable. It's more affordable in comparison to like a $6,000 body with nothing on it.
Yeah.
And this one's like 21.
I think it's like 21. You can get like the kit for, I think, like under $2,500. And it's like the features. You know, I just got the A7 R5 because I loved having the AI integrated into it, like the face memory.
Yeah.
You know, like the deep learning when it comes to like the different subjects. I was like, this is incredible. Like, this is so cool. Like, this is great. And then they're like, okay, now we put it in this. And I'm like, you get it in here too? I'm like, what? And it's just like, this is so much smaller and more compact. Like, yeah, you don't have the full HDMI. You don't have the multiple SD slots or the viewfinder. But it's like, this is small. And so for vlogging, like, this is ideal. Because, like, before. I'm like, I don't want to carry around this heavy camera. Oh, there's a duck. Do you think it's going to come inside?
No, they've already tried coming inside.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. My distraction level high. There's duck food in the market down the street, so you guys know. That's so we can lure them inside with duck food.
Oh, wait, they're coming. Are they going to come
in?
They
might be coming in.
Oh, they might be coming in.
You can come in. You can come in.
Is he going to come in?
Do you guys want to come in?
Oh, my gosh, I hope so.
Welcome to the Same Brain Podcast.
We have duck sucks.
You see the duck.
Hello.
Okay, they're walking away. Okay,
they're not interested.
They were so close. Cute.
They were so loud the other day. I was over here filming, and they just kept going, squawking.
Do it. Give us the squawk.
Call them in.
Call them in.
It's working. It's working.
That's actually really good.
Do it again.
That's a pig.
I don't know what that was.
Come on, you almost had a minute.
I need to know exactly what you're saying.
Come on, Joss.
I'm sorry.
Tell them to come in.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Here we see the Justine duck. It's often seen in tech circles. And not many people have seen it in the wild. Here we see the Justine duck doing her full call.
I think you offended one.
Okay, I don't think they're interested.
Right.
I don't think you're speaking the correct language.
I don't know. Maybe I'm saying the duck. Maybe I'm saying bad things.
They're looking.
I don't know.
They're looking like they're concerned.
They were interested at first. Now they have moved on.
So
okay. You tried your best. That was fantastic.
Wait,
that was
we
fantastic.
Have to go to lunch soon.
Tyler, quick, get a pretzel out of that bag.
I don't know. It might be too salty for
them. Is that bad for them?
It might be good for me.
Let's do a tiny piece.
Oh, can you guys have pretzels?
Here, hold that.
I hope you guys can have pretzels.
Look, they know.
Look, I will go get duck food.
Oh, his tail shaking.
Is that gonna?
He's shaking a tail feather.
Oh my God, don't. Oh my God, I don't know if they can have a pretzel.
Maybe just give him a little piece.
Justine's having a pretzel.
Oh, they are.
Oh my God, they're coming in. This is great.
I don't know if this might be frowned upon behavior.
They ate.
Only one of them got a... I'm not a pretzel.
Oh, it's almost like they're scared to cross the threshold.
You can do it. Do it.
Look at him. He's coming. See, they are.
They're coming in.
They're
so cute.
I don't think this is good for you guys, but just a little snack, okay?
I picked some of the salt off.
Wow, would you like a pretzel? This is nice.
while we're eating them.
I got this in my same day.
Oh, look, they're coming back for the rest of them. They are... They appreciate it. Look at that.
Oh my gosh, are they so cute?
Oh, we should capture
this. Snapchat.
Look at that. Thanks for coming, guys.
You cuties. I'm going to trap that duck.
Well, this is not what I expected when I heard I was going to be on the Same Brain Podcast. That's for sure.
You never know what's going to happen.
Apparently not.
Now we're eating pretzels. I had a microphone break.
So, do you guys still get excited about technology? I feel like you see so much of it all the time.
I do.
But then sometimes I'm a little jaded because it's like, oh man, this phone only has like 500x zoom.
Right.
I don't understand.
What phone has 500x zoom?
I'm just saying. Like, for an example. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it really is exciting. And I think like even simple things like the Oura Ring, like.
Yes.
This is the type of tech that I love, is like something that is actually life-changing.
Yes.
And it's just those are things that I really, really love to
So the Oura Ring, explain this to me. I've seen you guys wear them and I've seen you... No.
Oh my God, let me send you a referral code.
I thought you were going to say a PR contact. Yeah. That works too.
Yeah. But no, you definitely should check it out. Like it's pretty impressive. Like, I mean, it tracks your sleep, your heart rate data. And even when I went to Telluride a couple weeks ago... Mm-hmm. Sleeping at like 10,000 elevation, like I was able to actually see like my blood oxygen level was like 89.
Oh wow.
And I felt so awful, couldn't breathe, nothing, and was really helping. And then as the days went on, it was like 89, 90, 94, and then it slowly started working its way back up, which usually it's like 98 to 100. So it's like you're able to really see that data.
Oh wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like even like, I mean, when I had COVID like last year, I woke up and synced my ring, which obviously I felt terrible, so I already knew I was sick.
Yeah.
But it gave me an alert that my body temperature was elevated 1.4 above like the average of what it usually is.
Oh.
And like all of, so that'll give you like all of these, you know, resting heart rate, body temperature. So like last night was fine, but these were all red, like everything was red. Oh. And it basically was like, you're not okay. And I'm like, no, I am not.
That's super interesting.
So it is interesting. So it's like, I like it for especially the body temperature, because especially for like women, it'll, you know, sync up with like your period and let you know, like, when, you know, when that's going to be happening.
That's great.
And stuff
like that.
So you can like track
it's good,
stuff.
Good for me to know too.
It's good. You never know. You never know.
Also have a cycle, but theirs is 24 hours.
Yeah, you guys
so.
Have a different cycle. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I didn't even know we had cycle.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like our hormones regulate every like around 30, you know, 20 to 32 days, but you guys like regulate daily. So we only ever feel good about 5 days out of the month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we feel good every 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, we are the superior.
It's just
the superior gender. I mean, that confirms
it. It really sucks.
It's not great. But your ring lets you know when you're going to have a good day, five out of the 31 days.
Love that. Love
it's
that.
It's like, wow, you're great. You ready to take on the day? And I'm like, no.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, now, do you get excited about shoes?
I do. I do.
Sorry, my drink fell on you.
Oh, did it? Oh. I do, just because I feel like, for me as a kid, I didn't have cool shoes, and like to see like the excitement of when I see kids, when I go somewhere and it's like, oh, I bought my first pair of shoes because you gave me, like, I try to think of that whenever I'm like, I got another pair of Jordans. But I like to think of that, like, there's like some kid out there that doesn't have a pair of Jordans, that doesn't have 500 pairs of shoes in a storage unit kind of thing, you know what I mean? So like that excites me, and it's like, okay, you know, like, get off your ass, Jacques, and create for these, you know, because that's what it's about. It's not necessarily about me. It's for like providing this audience with value, you know what I mean? Like, I get to show this kid something cool that they've never seen before, that they don't have access to. I remember how excited I used to get, you know, Saturday morning watching cartoons, and like a toy commercial would come on, and you'd be like, oh my god, I want that. Like, that's like, that is the excitement I feel like we provide in some sense. We're doing that same sort of things for the kids these days. They just don't have to wait till Saturday morning. They can get it on a Tuesday at 3 p.m.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I think it is fun too, because it's like, when I think about it, I'm like, this is what I always wanted to do. Was like, and then now I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, well, what's next? I'm like, I don't know, whatever you want, really. And I feel like having kids be able to see that and be like, well, I like tech, or I like shoes, or I like traveling and dogs.
And dogs, yes.
And, like, you know, I could also do that. So I think that's what's so fun, because it's like, even growing up, like, I didn't have a female person that was into tech that I was, like, watching.
Yeah.
And then finally when I started seeing some, I was like, this is great. And now I can be that for a bunch
now
of little kids,
now
too.
You are that. Oh, honestly, it's cool. Honestly, you are that.
Well, thank you.
And, like, you've been destined for, like, this tech space. Like, from the early stuff that you've been doing, like, you I think if someone didn't realize that this is what you were going to be doing, they probably have an issue.
It is true. I mean, she would get grounded, but somehow, like, sneak, like, an old computer, like, into, like, the basement where you would just, hide from our parents. To, like,
oh.
Is this the...
I don't even know where you would get... I mean, this was, like, back in the day, too. So, like, you couldn't, like, sneak technology because it was, like, massive. But didn't you have, like, huge... computer, like, you would get the computer taken away because your grades were really bad, so you would, like, bring home another computer from somewhere.
Yeah, so, well, my parents, okay, super sneaky, they're like, we're gonna take the keyboard away. Oh, fine, there's this thing called keycaps. I can still type with the mouse that they left there, copy and paste it, and still chat. And then they're like, oh, that's weird, like, she's still on it. What happens? So they took the mouse and then they locked the computer cabinet.
Oh my gosh.
So got another keyboard from a friend, picked the lock.
Yeah.
So then
you could have just done your homework and gotten the computer back.
Right. And then they took the whole thing away, and then I couldn't even get into it. So then one of my friends had an extra laptop, and this is like something like back in the day, no one had these. So it was like big, massive, a big battery. So I made like an extra shelf. It was like a hidden shelf inside of like my little drawer. And so I tried to make it so they wouldn't see it. But like,
oh,
we had dial up then.
Yeah.
So like, so you know when you're getting on.
My parents would always call home, and they would know I was on because it would disconnect and you'd hear the sound. So
dial up.
Yeah, dude, it was something.
Times are rough then, right?
I know.
Yeah, you should just did your homework.
Well, yeah.
So but here's the thing. For parents out there, if you see that sort of passion in someone, like, cultivate that, because you can tell. I mean, obviously, look at where you are today and look how passionate you are about technology today. There was obviously something about that was.
And I think that's the thing, too. It's like, parents see a lot of these kids playing video games and they're like, you shouldn't be doing that. Limit it. Like, my parents, I mean, they were super, like, like supportive of everything. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to play video games. Like my mom and dad, like they bought us a Nintendo when we were younger.
Like I think like every, you know, almost every console growing up, which
that's
was
amazing.
Great.
I love that.
Because that's all I wanted to do.
Yeah. But I think it's also dangerous because it's like me as an adult, when I get sucked into video games, same for you, like that is all I do. Mm. I'm like, I'm not going to go outside. I'm not going to do my work. Like, I'm playing Call of Duty all day long.
Yeah.
Which obviously as a child, yes, it's great. You can play, but like there has to definitely be like some balance. Because I get it. Like I would sit there all day long and just play video games if I could.
Yeah. That, yeah. I mean, that's, I think that's different about our childhood. Like we played video games like crazy, but we also went outside.
Yes.
We also did things outside. Like we did. Have to like go out. Mm-hmm.
And we had to leave the console on because you couldn't save the game. Oh. So you'd have this TV on for like days.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think having that balance, it's got to be tough for parents. Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, especially these days. It's a tough challenge. But
it's so much easier to sneak
things. But it's so cool, though. Like, the tools. I wish I had the stuff. Actually, I was talking to Gerald about this. If you could go back, would you change anything?
I don't think so. Because what we have seen in our lifetime is we have seen the beginning of video games. We've seen the beginning of the internet. And, you know, I know, obviously, like, our grandmother, like, the stuff that she has seen. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're here and young enough to be able to really enjoy it and kind of make a difference, kind of changing like the next 100, 200 years. So it's, I feel like we were honestly like born at the perfect time, which was 1994, by the way.
What about you?
I'm glad that I grew up in a time where like I didn't have a phone until I was like 15 and it wasn't even like a smartphone. It's like, you know, you got that little keypad, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like MySpace was, you know, a thing. Couldn't really even join Facebook until you were like what, in like a college type of thing.
Oh yeah.
But I think back now how hard it is like for these kids growing up with social media. Like that is hard.
Yeah.
Like you see your friends and you see people who, you know, have things that maybe you don't have, and I don't know. So I'm thankful that I grew up when I did, and that, you know, the internet is prominent now when I'm old and I don't really care what people think about me and I can post whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely a very, very interesting time, and I really think that Gen Z, like the things that they're doing, and like they're like not taking people's crap anymore, and they're like standing up for themselves. Where I'm like, cool,
yeah,
you guys are the future, so it's good to see you guys fighting hard.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's really great to see like the younger generation having a voice and a collective voice. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like they've always had a voice. We've always been able to say what we wanted to say, but there was never really a chance for us to be as a collective and to really like, you know, impart change in that way, which is super exciting. You get to see, like, I think over our lifetimes, we'll see so much change in the way that things are done and the way that things are ran, which is super exciting for all of us. Like, that's really cool. There's so much power in their hands, and they're learning how much power they have in their hands. It's like the good and bad parts of the internet. Because, when I was young, like, I couldn't find out about certain shoes because there was no internet. So you didn't know when a new shoe was coming out in New York or a new shoe was coming out in China or Singapore or something like that. But now they have full access to that information. Like they know when that stuff. But at the same time, you don't have to work for it anymore.
Yeah.
So the passion that I have because I had to look and find and search for those things, like that gave me a connection to the community that they don't necessarily have today. Now they can just go, oh, okay, cool.
You get a notification.
It's like, oh, cool. They don't have to like search for it and look for it.
I mean, I'm getting a notification every day on the sneakers app for something. I'm like, what do we got now?
Exactly. Yeah, like, maybe I need, like, I don't need that, but do I want it? Maybe.
Definitely not getting the Tiffany shoes.
I wish I had some sneakers on. My feet are freezing with this door open.
Well, we can wrap up now.
We do. It's almost lunchtime.
It's almost lunchtime at Hammer Camp.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have to do anything?
Or no.
What do you want to do?
Do you have anything else to say? Do you want to add it? Like, what's going on?
Well, thank you guys for having me on the podcast. Appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime.
Oh,
yeah. You were a fantastic guest. It was nice to sit down and chat with you. I feel like we're always passing by and be like, hey, how's it going? So it's nice to officially chat, I feel like.
Oh, thank you. This is cool. I don't have anything else to say besides thank you. I don't know. Is there like a special like Same Brain sign off?
No. We have no type of organization.
No.
No.
Not like,
where can everyone find you?
Oh, they can find me on the internet.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, yes, lovely. Yes.
I'm on the internet. My name is Jacques Slade, but on the internet I'm Kusto, which is Kustoo, and it's on all the places: Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Bumble, Farmer Needs a Wife, all of those things, all those places. It's all under Kusto.
The Farmer's Wife thing, that commercial was incredible.
Yeah.
They're always
something. It's so good.
It's interesting.
Anyway, that was.
We're also on the internet.
They're on the internet.
We've been posting Same Brain podcast on video on Spotify now, which is
Spotify
great.
Has video.
Oh,
so
we've really? Been doing that, yeah. which is fun. So not only do we've been doing the YouTube obviously for 3 years, but yeah, Spotify now has video podcasts. So that's been fun. But yeah. it is lunchtime here at Camera Camp.
Camera Camp food.
And we take that very seriously.
Yes.
So, let me tell you.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. Justine, thank you, I guess, for being here. I'm going to thank
welcome.
Myself for being here. Tyler's also here.
Tyler's also here.
He set up.
By the way, Tyler's the coolest guy in the room. I know you guys don't get to see Tyler very often. He has like immaculate vibes. Immaculate vibes.
They've been asking for Tyler on the podcast.
I know. We got to do it. Beginning.
It's going to happen. One of these days. Maybe here. Maybe later. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're just going to sit in this room and rotate through people, I think.
I'm going to have to stand up because my leg is falling asleep.
Yeah, we don't want another clot.
No.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too
anyway, soon. Guys. Too soon. All right. Too thank soon. You for being here. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode of the Same Brain podcast. We've got some guests lined up, so be sure to subscribe or whatever you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of third brains coming in.
So many brains.
Okay, bye.
Bye.